Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Excuse me.
And talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connections turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when my ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I hate that. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard with the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making small cool. That's how I do.
Oh, well, as always, I think we're through and we're up and running. My man, Mr. Keith Wright, that was his little piece, and he said he's making smart cool. Well, folks, you know, I said earlier on that we're going to be having a little conversation on just simply being on our veterans. This being a Memorial Day weekend, we want to give a little tribute and salute to our veterans. And it is most fitting that we here at the Parents Go to Parents Network just have a shout out to our veterans. So if you're on the air with us this evening and you're listening to the show and you know you want to shout out to our veterans, or you are a former veteran yourself, then definitely we welcome you on this evening to join us. You can always give us a call in at area code 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Well, you know, I was thinking throughout the week, what are we going to highlight? What are we going to focus on for this week's show? And it came to mind just a, like I said, a simple shout out to our veterans and current service members and past service members. You know, what I like to think about when I think about our veterans and our service members, you know, there are quite a few, if we haven't thought about it, there's quite a few young men and women that had an opportunity to attend college and could have went to college, but decided to make that move at the very last minute. And as a result, ended up to go to the armed forces. And, you know, although that's probably the last route that we want them to take in most cases, but that's what happened. You know, I've ran into, in my 20 years of service in the armed forces, as a military service member, my 20 years of service, I've ran into many, many, many young men and women that were stellar athletes, standout in their high school days, and just didn't get it together enough in the classroom to be able to make that transition to the high school level. On that note, I decide to highlight, and let's talk about those folks today, because parents, we all know, be it our young men and women that's playing that sport that they love to play at the collegiate level or at the high school level or out there serving and protecting our country. They are still our loved ones, and we honor them and respect them all in the same way, because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, what we have to remember, they are our future. They are our future leaders, and we have to make sure that we do everything that we can do to help guide and support them, just as if we are doing the same thing for our young men and women in the armed forces and our young men and women playing college sports. You know, I look at them and realize that, you know, kind of sort of they're traveling the same path, because at the end of the day, they will be our experienced leaders. They will be our next generation of folks that will stand up and stand out, speak up and speak out, and let us know what's on their mind, you know, having that college degree behind them and realizing that, hey, okay, I need to use some of this information that I learned in college, some of this knowledge that I received in college to my advantage to help out my community. So those are the folks that we need to just take our hats off and look at those folks and really, really, really give us our applause to those folks. Well, I think we have a caller on the line with us today. Let me see if I can reach over here to this caller and see if this caller wants to join the show. Good evening, caller. Welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network. You're on the air. Area code, look like they hung up. I don't know what happened. We had an area code 757. I forgot exactly what the number was, but you were on briefly, and then all of a sudden you disconnected. So give us a call back. If you want to give us a call, you have anything that you want to share with us or talk to us about today on this special show that we decided to do, or a tribute to our military service members, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. We're looking forward to hearing from you. As always, we want to hear your thoughts. As always, we want to hear what's on your mind so that, you know, you can reach out to us and give us something from the, like I said, as always, give us something from the parents' perspective, because, you know, this show does not exist without folks like you out here doing what you do on a daily basis to try to support and guide our children. Again, give us a call at 917-889-8095. I have a gentleman that's probably going to call in here shortly that has a phenomenal story on, you know, so many things that he experienced in life. And as always, you know, it's great to hear these stories great to hear folks that's on a very high and positive note. And as always, we look forward to finding out what's on your mind. Again, 917-889-8095. Give us a call. You know, talk to us, tell us what's on your mind. Like I said, we're talking about, or we're shouting out to our service members, and just a little tribute to them, just to simply say, hey, thanks for the things that you do. You know, thanks for the great work that you have done over the years. As always, we look forward to assisting you, serving you, helping you get through some of the things that you went through and, you know, the struggles, anything that we can bring to the table to help you be a better person. Trust me, we are there for you. We are there for you to make sure that those avenues and those options are available for you just as if they were available for anyone else out there. Again, I thank you for what you do to all our service members. And I think I have a caller on the line. Let's see if I can reach out to the caller. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Who's speaking?
Good evening, Mike Scott.
Hotep, brother. What's going on?
Hotep.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Sound like you got one of them high-speed headsets on or something like that.
Actually, I do my usual and familiar earbuds.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was looking to see if you were going to call in because I just sent you the link to look it up online as well. Good evening. And we're talking to a good brother that's in the struggle of making sure that our young men get the best out of life. And not only the best out of life, they understand the life that they're living and get the best out of life. Let me back up for a second there because I had an opportunity to sit down with this brother this past week, and you know we shared some things and came across some amazing revelations. And hopefully he'll share some of his story with us this evening. And like I said, we're doing a little tribute to our service members. You can always give us a call at 917-889-8095. We're going to take a break for a second here, play my little song by my man, Mr. Keith Wright, then we're going to come back and go to our guest on the line today and see what our guest is talking about. All right, Keith, take it away.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the former, out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Well, folks, I said, you know, as always, we got a guest on that's joining us today. But, you know, the point I like to stress when my man Keith Wright closed out with his little piece there is that he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. And if we can get our children to think that way, it's okay to be intelligent, it's okay to be smart, it's okay to show your brilliance, it's okay to live up to the standards of being that young king and queen that we once was back in the day. It's okay to do that. You know, just like our service members are taking on their leadership roles in life, it's time for the rest of you to step up and take on your leadership role in life. And talking about leaders, I got a great brother that's on. Like I said, you know, this brother's out here in the community trying to do some great things with young folks, young brothers that's out there. And every time something's going on, he definitely give me a shout out and say, hey, Mike, come on out and listen to what's going on. We got on the line with us today a brother by the name of Mr. Sean Blackwell. I met Sean probably about, roughly about 8-9 months ago, somewhere around about. And from day one, I think we've connected and realized that we had a lot of things in common. And at the same time, we had the same interests and the same basic thought on what we need to do as elder black men here in our community to make sure that our young men get something out of, or just a man, period. You know, I'm not going to even go too deep into identifying race, culture, or anything like that, just being a man. Because if you're a man, you're a man, and you stand up as a man, and you present yourself as a man, just like, as I said again, as our service members do day in and day out. Well, I'm going to bring Sean up now and let him tell us a little bit about himself and what he wants to share with us today. And I think if you listen to this story, folks, you will truly be inspired. And if you get a chance, hey, have your young men and women listen to the story as well, or listen to what this brother has to say. And I think it may be some eye-open revelation going on taking place tonight. Sean, you still with us?
Still with
you. Okay. Go ahead, brother.
Hello, and happy Memorial Day and or weekend to my military brothers, particularly my airborne brothers down at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Just a little bit about myself. Well, first we'll go back to how Mike and I met. We both worked together. I'm in law enforcement, and Mike is also in law enforcement as well. And I saw the brother's passion for kids, and it was that passion that attracted me to what he was doing in the community, and his interest in particularly the NCAA and how the whole NCAA community works. And he was able to share with me Big Bird Barney style. Wasn't anything too drawn out, how the NCAA works. For people that don't know, you know, his son plays in the NBA, and, you know, I have a son who's a freshman in high school, you know, he's 15 years old, and Mike was able to share with me some things he has to do in order to be in compliance with the NCAA and how the NCAA is raising its standards from a mere 2.0 to a meager 2.3. And so, you know, I'm constantly seeing Mike's vigilance and talking to parents, putting on clinics and talking about parent coaching, parent network. He's always putting out information, and he's trying to be places so that parents will have no excuse for not, you know, getting the information versus waiting until their senior years in high school and trying to get the information. He's trying to get the parents at a young age, the children at a young age, and the parents so that they can get that information early on so they get to certain universities and again, be in compliance with the NCAA and its standards. And also, Mike feels that every kid can go to college, whether they're playing sports, be it academic, and if they're playing sports, how to maximize that potential and get some dollars. Let's be honest about it. Get some dollars for going to school. I constantly tell my son that your gift, people should be willing to pay you for your gift, no matter what it is. And so just a little bit about myself, talking about gifts. I attended school and Portsmouth, Virginia, and during that time, around 1982, 83, I was about 6'6" or 6'7". You know, I was tall, and I could play basketball, but academically, I wasn't there. I just could never make the grade. You know, so I was the street ball king, if you would. I could never get it straight in the classroom, so the coach would always overlook me. And I can remember times him speaking to other guys who had the grade, you know, and offering camps to these guys. But here I was, 6'6", 6'7", could never get grades, but I knew I had this talent. But home life, to me, was kind of like unstable. Versus my brother was more focused. He went on to attend Hampton University, and he's now an architect. But so after repeating the 10th grade twice, I was offered by the principal to quit school and to obtain my GED. Well, I did that, and 8 years had gone by. I had taken the test a couple of times. So 8 years had gone by. I tried again. And this was in 1993, and I got my GED. I was like, wow. You know, in between that time of 82, 85 to 93, I had been playing pickup, and I had grown another inch. I was like 6'8", and 225 pounds. And I was just raw, natural talent. I was like, wow. You know, I got my GED, and I said, man, I'm going to college. So I applied to a few universities around here. I visited a couple of campuses, and one university wanted me to sit out. You know, they would accept me, but they wanted me to sit out, and that was Old Dominion University. And I went to Virginia Wesleyan and played with the guys after the season, and they wanted me immediately. I went to Virginia Wesleyan for a year and played and had a great season and went on to Norfolk State. I transferred and played there for the years and was able to obtain a scholarship. So just having that ability, that natural ability, I was able to use what I had. And at that time when I applied, I was 27 years old. So I was the 27-year-old freshman on campus. And so that's how it began. And after that, I went into the Army and served over there. You know, served a couple of tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now I'm a police officer. So I'm a school resource officer. You know, for the guys who don't know, that's an officer or police officer who is assigned to a school, particularly in middle school or a high school. And so I'm there to provide resources for parents, kids who may be having problems, or just to be a mentor. And so that has afforded me the opportunity to be with the kids or to see what the kids are going through, to see that the kids were once me. And so I'm able to share my story with them and to help motivate them. And they look at me and say, wow, what, you got your GED? You know, they can't believe it because they see the after effect. And they look at cops, you know, being these astute academic guys who never had problems. So that's not the case. Most police officers, they were the kids who gave teachers problems, and now they wear badges. That's my short spiel of it.
You know, brother, and I sat back here and I'm listening to each time that you share this story with us, and you know, I learn more and more, and I grow more and more of an appreciation for what you have done and how you have done it. And you know, just listening to you know, struggles that you went through, and realizing, and you realizing that, you know, how many other young folks out there have gone through the same struggle, how many other young folks out there have, you know, are currently experiencing this situation and don't realize that they have the resource and the avenue to step out of that box. You know, I watch you day in and day out and see that you do great things with the young folks there, you know, within the school, you know, within the realm of the school and, you know, the little that you can do and have access to the children. And truly, truly is something that's appreciated. I think we have another call on the line. The caller may have a question for you. Let's see if we got this caller on and see if this caller has anything they want to share or may have a question for you there, Sean. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Good evening, caller. Area code 510. Welcome to the Parents Coach Parents Network.
Thank you. How you doing?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Is this Mr. Scott that I'm speaking to?
Hey, that's a fact, sir. You got me at a disadvantage.
This is Vaughn Parker. I just have a California number. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. Yeah, we're just doing a little shout-out and tribute to military service folks and got a brother on named Sean Blackwell that just shared part of his story with us about some of the struggles that he experienced. And you got anything that you want to share with us or have a question for our guest?
Of course, Mr. Scott. My thing is, and I came in, as you know, probably about the tail end of his story, but I heard a lot of what he said in reference to preparing prior to your senior year or just, you know, getting yourself in the position to be successful going in, you know, leaving high school and going into college. And my main thing over the last, you know, few months is trying to inform these, you know, these parents as well as the kids that you can't slack on your freshman and sophomore year. A lot of times these coaches, when they start recruiting you your junior year or whatever, you know, going to school, you need to have that, you know, they if they recruit your junior year and you don't have the grades your freshman and sophomore year, they'll kind of look over you. So I'm just listening and just grasping everything, but he hit the nail on the head when he was saying about his journey and how his struggle was. And that story is a lot of people's story, you know, in the Hampton Roads community.
Exactly. And, you know, a valuable thing, you know, that Sean said that I have to echo myself. You know, we having the access and the ability to be right there on the scene with the young men and women in the school to be able to reach out and grab the next one and try to pull the next one along. You know, I shared that with some young folks today over at a high school when one of the coaches asked me to come out and speak to a group of young folks. And I said, you know, they said, well, why are you out there still working and your son is playing in the league? And I simply thought about that question, and I said to myself, you know, if I was the type of person that I was selfish and I say, okay, it's all me, it's all mine, then I would go sit back at home. I would sit back at home and rest and take my time and keep my feet kicked up on the couch and be a big old couch potato. But I see so many opportunities to reach out to, you know, the different young men and women that I come across on a daily basis, similar to what Sean just said a second ago, you know, in his daily journey through the school, you know, having the opportunity to reach out to these young folks. Same thing that you've been doing, Vaughn. I've watched you over the years. Same exact thing, you know, and taking all that and wrapping that back around to our service members, you know, them same young men and women. And like I said at the opening of the show, a lot of them probably were standout and outstanding athletes in their own right.
Definitely.
But just like Sean, when he shared his story with us, didn't have the guidance, didn't have, you know, all the pieces or the support system to carry him from high school or through high school on off to college on the first option. But he was determined, and he dedicated himself to make sure, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. So he pushed himself forward to make sure he went on and still had an opportunity to play at Virginia Wesleyan.
Definitely.
And had, you know, had a great time there. But a lot of folks get discouraged. A lot of folks get to the point where they don't want to do it because no one is there to support them. No one there is to guide them. That's where folks like Sean, folks like you, Vaughn, folks like myself, and all the rest of the folks that I have connected to the Parents for the Parents Network are there to assist those young men and women. You know, before you take that step out there and decide to sign up for the military, if you have that ounce of talent, that ability, that skill, that drive, that determination, all those tangible pieces, you know, mm-hmm. it's never too late to get you into school.
Yeah,
Sean shared a remarkable.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm truly in agreement with you, Mr. Scott, and I appreciate the compliment, and same to you. But like you were saying, I mean, and it's also like a cycle. Unfortunately, a lot of, and I'm speaking in general of my community, a lot of the parents of the children, we've been taught, you know, you work hard, you know, you go out here and get a job, you know, and you work, you know, you work and you work. So if someone within your family or, like you said, within your dynamics don't give you options of school, military, you know, if your family dynamics have just been taught to, you know, to work, which is nothing wrong with that, but, you know, it's almost like a generational a cycle. Where if we don't get someone to step out there on faith or just say, hey, young man, no matter which direction you want to go, we're going to support this. And I'm big on telling the parents that I work with, let's stop buying True Religions, Jordans, and iPhones and spend money on these children's deficiencies. If you know your child in the sixth grade or the fifth grade are having issues with reading, it's not going to get any better unless we work on it now. So when they get to high school, where you have a lot of kids that are, you know, unfortunately aren't very easy to accepting these deficiencies, then it's going to be a cycle. So we just have to prioritize where we are with our kids. And I know we all want our kids to look nice and things of that nature, but if you know that little Johnny can't break down a simple math problem, or can conjugate a verb, then we need to be more concentrating on building his educational background and his portfolio instead of his fashion and style. But that's just my personal opinion and what I've been informing my parents, that when you see the deficiency, don't turn your back to it. Face it. And I've also been encouraging a lot of my parents who they know their children have a learning disability. There's nothing wrong with that. We all learn on a different level. But we can't be afraid to allow our kids or at least put them in a position to be informed of an IEP where they can get assistance within the school, leading all the way up to when they graduate from college, where they can get assistance. Because unfortunately, sometimes every athlete is not blessed with all the athletic ability as well as all of the book smarts. Sometimes God just can't bless you with so much, but you have to work on it on your end. And knowing you guys' story, you know, Mr. Scott, you know, with your son and some of his issues, that's one reason why you will never be a couch potato, because you know the fight was you personally, and you know, and from talking to you and knowing you for the last few years, you believe in each one, reach one, teaching one. So the blood will be on your hands if you're sitting at home knowing we have 1,500 to 2,000, however many kids that are just lacking that one person, like you said, that's going to pull you to the coattail, to the side, or, you know, take you in, you know, in the backyard and just talk to you about life and about, you know, making some good decisions in this school, you know, and getting a degree, then it's going to be that the cycle is going to continue.
That is so true. You know, and that just goes back to something that Sean said earlier on in his statement when he said he got tired of you know, just being overlooked, knowing that he had the raw talent, knowing that he had the ability and skill, and decided to step out and do some things for himself. You know, one of the things that I encourage everyone at all times, that we always have to have a positive voice that we use on our children. And what I mean by that is simply stay away from negative connotations. Stay away from negative statements. That first thing, that statement is designed to tear that child down. You know, I look at the young men and women there that's serving our country today. You know, a lot of them are going to be leaders in some valuable places, whether or not it's in corporate America, or whether or not it's in retail, or whether or not it's wherever, whether or not it's in the school system, wherever. They're going to step out at some point in time and become leaders in our community. We have to utilize that resource as well as utilize our resources coming from our young college students that at the end of their stint in college have their degree, step out and become leaders in the community as well. We have to learn to use that, pull all that together. Here we have an educated student that has had his or her four to 5 years of college. Here we have a young, eager mind that has had 4 to 5 hard years of military leadership experience. Combine those two, and we have some valuable resources in our community that we have to learn to use. Appreciate those folks as well. Hey, fellas, we're going
yes,
to step to the side for a second and hit a couple of quick, you know, just some little talking here, just a little infomercial, and then we'll come right back and finish up our last 20 minutes of the show. So we'll be right back.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, we're back on the air with the Parents Coaching Parents Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy evening to join us on this call. And even more so because I know some of you are sitting there and watching the Clippers game, watching the Thunder and Spurs game, and somebody just texted me that they're going to join the call shortly after halftime rolls around. I'm not even sure if halftime is up, and they text me that Thunder was up by 4 at that time. I don't know what the score is right now. I'm focused on getting this show, but we've been talking and sharing some very valuable and dynamic information, and actually we were joined by additional guests. We initially had on my man, Mr. Sean Blackwell, and Sean was sharing some of his experience, you know, not only what he does now, but what led him to that life and what guided him and told him that, okay, you have a talent, you have a gift, pursue that gift, pursue that talent. And as a result, he came out on top. And although, you know, just like you heard him say, he was 6'6", 6'7", in high school, and now he's up to about 6'8". Okay, and many of you may yell out, well, why he's not playing professional or whatever. Well, okay, everybody's not cut out to play professional.
Well, that's
during that
question,
time, but okay, I'm going to let you answer that. let me finish this thought first. But if you think about what he said, by the time he got done with college life, he was probably just as old as Ray Allen. No, I'm just kidding with that part. But he was, you know, he was about ready to start winding down his career, and instead of trying to ramp one up, you know, very few young men that get out there just like a young man, what's his name, came out of Florida a couple of years ago. Last name James, Bernard James.
Yeah.
Came out of Florida a couple of years ago and had a chance to pursue a career in the NBA. I'm not even sure if he's still out there playing with anyone now to this day. But go ahead, Sean. I know you're going to tap in and share something with us. Go ahead.
Oh, the answer to that question was I was not good enough. You know, I was a pretty good college player, versatile big man, but, you know, that's another story. But I did have the opportunity. And here's the piece that I didn't even know about. That part is I had an opportunity to play in all three NCAA divisions, Division III at Virginia Wesleyan, Division II at Norfolk State. And while at Norfolk State, we switched to Division I. So as far as I know, I'm the only person in NCAA history to have played in all three divisions. And again, you mentioned gifts and talents. Shout out to my man Shaheen Drawn, who's the 6'6" center for Morley High School in Norfolk, Virginia. This is a young man at about 6'4" in the sixth grade, just walking around, pretty much playing. And his nickname was Six, playing all day in class. And the kids would say 60, yeah, 60 did this. So I'm like, who is 60? And so I grabbed him one day and I said, hey, brother, you ever play basketball? You like basketball? He's like, no. And so we invited him to try it out, and the head coach at the time was going to cut him. I said, no, Barry, you got to keep him. So he made the team and developed. But talk about a gym rat. I mean, this guy lived the gym. You know, I started him out with a jump rope, and to this day, he is a gym rat. And so during this year, he was recruited by Wichita State, Howard University, Hampton University, and among some other schools, Old Dominion, but now accepted a scholarship at Virginia State. And that was him. I talked to him the other day, and I said, Shaheen, you did that. That was all you. That was your goal. That was your drive and your determination. And so, you know, I'm just very proud of you, brother.
Well, you know, in situations like that, and I'm quite sure Vaughn could have some additional information to tie on to that, because he's worked with a number of young men as well. But, you know, even getting that brother that far, even getting that young man that far, you know, our work is still not done. We still have to follow up with him to make sure he gets the best out of that college degree, because that college degree will be a turning point in his life from this point forward. You know, so, you know, continue on what you're doing. We truly appreciate everything that you've done. You've shared a great story with us, and I know that there's a whole lot of it that you held back on sharing with us, but, you know, that's all in all, that's your personal journey, your personal story. But, you know, we always say, hey, keep on doing what you do, and we appreciate the work that you've done thus far. And we know that the future is going to be bright for you and for anyone else that you come in contact with over the next few years. That's just the way the car is going to fall for you, bro. That's just the way the car is going to fall for you. Hey, Vaughn, you have anything else to add in there before we get ready to wind down here?
Hey, definitely, Mr. Scott. You know, piggybacking, you know, on Mr. Blackman, I think it's Blackwell, I think. I apologize for saying it wrong if I did. But, what one thing, you know, for any athlete or any parent that might be on the call, when it comes to your child's future, the same way you go to bat with them, if somebody calls and said that, you know, they might have put their hands on your child, or your child might have been in the neighborhood and was cursed out or whatever, you have to have that same tenacity when it comes to attending the parent-teacher conferences. Being part of the PTA, going and popping up on your child in school every now and then. I'm not saying you have to take off work all the time, but every now and then, you know, on your hour lunch break, say, you know, go to your boss. say, hey, you think I can maybe get an extra 10, 15 minutes and maybe just stop by my child's school? And if this boss cares about you and know you have a child that's trying to do awesome things, and I know Mr. Scott could probably, you know, if you have a kid that's really trying and you guys are doing the best that y'all can, and you go to, you know, you go to your boss or you go to someone for help, that's one thing. Please put your pride aside. If you don't know something, please, as a parent or as a child, don't spread bad information because you don't know. Get some help. Go to someone that you know, like Mr. Blackwell, like myself, like Mr. Scott. I'm not going to lie to you, Mr. Scott, and as you know, just from, you know, people who I know about last week or 2 weeks, one of the parents that I work with now called you to give on a reference of me. So you just have to, you know, you just have to reach out. When you know someone is genuine, trying to help these kids out here in the community, don't hate on them. Don't try to figure out why they're doing it or what they're doing it for. If they're doing right by your child and have a track record of putting kids in school, put your pride aside, believe in your faith, because the things that's going on in the 2014-2015, sometimes is not going to be visible to your face. You have to believe by faith, not by sight. So I tell my parents, you know, anytime you need any help, you know, getting your child the resources that they need, put your pride aside, have that same tenacity. And if you have an issue with the coach, the coaches are able to speak life and death in your child's future. Go to these coaches as a concerned parent, asking them, how can we benefit, how can we help the program first before you go to the coaches talking about why my baby ain't playing, why he ain't in the newspaper, why he ain't on the scoreboard. No, these coaches are human as well. So, know that if they put their name on a child to go to a school, you're going to still be that same person that was a thorn in their side in high school. So why would a coach put a recommendation on your child knowing that you are a poison? And when you poison a high school
program, you know, Vaughn, that's one of the main reasons why the Parents Coaching Parents Network was formed, to help parents understand that whole process, help parents to be able to navigate and negotiate things from their perspective. Because at the end of the day, you know, we all as parents have to be our child's biggest advocate. We have to be that extra set of eyes and ears. You know, we have to be the sounding board and the buffer to make sure that the child stays on track and stays on path and seeing what's at the end of the tunnel, not just thinking that there's a big old bright light at the end of the tunnel, but being able to see what's at the end of the tunnel. And I tell parents this all the time. You know, you have to look at it from the standpoint of, okay, your child's doing everything he or she can do in the classroom and on the field or on the court. Why can't we, as parents, pick up our side of that coin and make sure that they are on track as far as getting their letters out? They're on track as far as registering with the NCAA, clearing house, and all those other little things that they have to do. They're on track as far as getting out to various schools and doing unofficial business. They're on track as far as somebody understanding, okay, we're going to have to sit and go through 8 hours of tape just to get 15 seconds or 7 seconds or 7 minutes worth of highlight video. You know, they're on track to do all those things.
And Ms. Scott, I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But please, like you were saying, like you said, you hit two points that I didn't want to forget. Take those SATs early. Don't wait till your junior year. And also, like you were saying with the film, yes, huddle is great, but get your film each year from your coach. Don't wait till your senior year and trying to put a four-year plan together with your film. And you can do it, but it's been a track record of failure. But go ahead, Mr. Scott. I'm sorry.
You know, the Parents Coach the Parents Network, we go one step further than that. And, you know, we start focusing on middle school and early high school days, because the days of 11th and 12th grade trying to jump through the hoop to try to get all these things done, that's going to hurt you. Because just as Sean mentioned earlier on in one of his pieces, when he talked about how I provided him with some information, there's some changes going on in the NCAA. You know, the scores are going from this to this. You know, and I'm not going to go through that whole piece. That's a whole altogether different show. As a matter of fact, if you listen to our last week's show, we actually had a compliance person on that shared that information with us. But I'm not going to recap that piece. I'm just going to move on from there. So we as parents and the Parents Coach Parents Network is telling every parent out there that we come in contact with, you have to start now at the middle school level. And I'm going to give you a good example why. I'm going to give you some good positive information why. You know, your child starts playing ball early on elementary school, and they know that that's what they want to do for the rest of their life, or they assume that that's what they want to do for the rest of their life. So they start preparing for it. Why are they going to wait to prepare for college 2 days before they're supposed to go to college? That doesn't make sense. So why not start preparing few years prior to getting ready to go to college? And what I mean by that, 7th and 8th grade. Nowadays, if you look at a lot of our middle school children, they're missing out on opportunities because they're not getting the educational part together. Sean and I, we both see this on a regular day in and day out. They're missing that piece just simply not understanding that whatever they're doing in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade carries on to how they're setting their life up for high school. So if we can start homing in on those 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, getting them on track, them are the future leaders for that point forward. And if you look at your average athlete, in middle school, your average athlete in middle school is one of the key leaders in that school, whether or not he or she wants to be a leader. So somebody got some background, know what's going on.
I think this is my wife watching Oklahoma in San Antonio.
Oh, she's a little excited there. Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. But we all good. But if you look at some of our middle school young men and women, some of the key people in the school, some of the key students in the school, they may not be the sharpest and may not be the most as far as academic honor roll students, but every student in that get them and respect them and gravitate towards them to see what they're going to do. So if we start homing in on that child, making sure that that child understands that from this point forward, your life is heading towards college or heading towards, you know, a very successful and prosperous career, then we're going to defeat a whole lot of other things that's taking place in our schools and on our streets. You know, and I stick by that. And a lot of folks I've talked to throughout the network, you know, have that same mindset, same feeling, and understand that that's the way we're going to need to reach out to them young folks and get that point across to us. If you want to join the call this evening, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. We'd love to hear from you. See what's your thoughts, what's your ideas, what's your concept, what's your motivation to call in on this Memorial Day weekend. Give a little shout out to our service members, Armed Forces service members, and just let them know that you appreciate them, because a lot of those folks should have been and could have been some of the same folks that we're talking about here today as far as our student athletes are concerned. Again, you can always reach us at 917-889-8095. Well, gentlemen, we're down to about the last few minutes of the show here. Sean, I'll let you lead off and give us something to get ready to close out on. and then I'll close out with a final tip from the Parents Coach Parents Network.
Hey, brother, I just wanted to say that I was encouraged by Mr. Vaughn, very inspiring brother there, and I just appreciate him sharing his wisdom and his passion for his community.
Okay, okay. You know, it's always a plus to be able to reach out to another young man and just draw something from. You know, you never know. Everybody I come in contact with, I try to draw a little something from. You know, that expands my horizon.
Yeah.
That expands my knowledge. That expands my base. Go ahead, Vaughn. What you got, sir?
Man, it's I appreciate that, Mr. Blackwell. I truly, truly do, man, and I'm glad that it was predicated from my voice and my heart, because it came from my heart, my mind. I didn't expect to be speaking at all, Mr. Scott. He didn't prep me and say I'm gonna ask you any questions. So, like you said, man, I'm very passionate about this. I love helping kids, man, seeing kids, man. Just last, like you said, I know we're short on time, but similar story, a kid named Michael Privet, first kid from out of Lake Tahoe to ever go to University of Louisville. Went there for 2 years and then transferred to Norfolk State to get a little closer to home, had some family illnesses that he just couldn't concentrate. But this young man is from Corpus Avenue. Was one in one of the worst, you know, situations that you could think of, and he graduated on May the 10th. And I cried like a baby. You know, I cried just like he was mine. So I appreciate that, Mr. Blackwell, Mr. Scott. You know, I love and adore you, and I appreciate what you're doing out here, man. It's always good to see you. But I really think us three men need to sit down and have a good lunch or a good dinner and see what we can do to bring better and positive motivation to, you know, as many people that we can touch.
Truly appreciate that. Truly appreciate that. Well, gentlemen, I'd like to thank you this evening for joining the Parents Culture Parents Network. As always, it's been a wonderful time. It's been a great time. It's been a grand time. You know, one of the slogans, one of the models that we like to live by here on the Parents Culture Parents Network is help us help you. And what I mean by that is, you know, help us understand your struggle, your strife, your anxiety, whatever you're going through. Help us understand that. And that way we're better able to help you do the things that you want to do. Again, we appreciate you gentlemen for calling in. I know, Vaughn, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but, you know, as always, I know that you got something positive and inspirational to bring to the table, and truly appreciate what you've shared with us this evening. More
always
especially,
been.
Yes, sir, more especially, Sean, they definitely appreciate you coming on this evening, sir, and sharing your story, sharing what you do and things that you have done over the years to inspire and motivate our young folks out there in the community. Continue to do what you do, and anytime, either one of you two brothers need me, by all means, you know, I'm there. You can always reach me here. Y'all know how to reach me personally. Or folks that's listening to this show, you can always reach me at the Parents Coaching Parents Network on Facebook. You can reach me at PCP Network on Twitter, PCP Network on Instagram, and also at PCPHR@AOL.com. So anytime you want to reach out to us, we always appreciate what you have for us. Well, gentlemen, on that note, we're going to close out, and we're going to say good night, good evening, all that kind of stuff. I have my man, Mr. Keith Wright, graduate from Harvard. Go ahead and take us out with a little something. His piece. Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you Work hard for the teachers. They might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool.